Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Inyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. A week from today, we will have our Real Science Friday program. We'll air that. Fred Williams, who is with the Rocky Mountain Creation Fellowship, and he's also the webmaster for the Creation Research Society, CRS. He'll be joining me. We'll be talking about the latest Creation magazine. We'll have a great time. What a fascinating article. And it's an argument I've made for years. In fact, I love to do it at the Grand Canyon. You know, they say that the layers of the Grand Canyon were laid down over tens of millions of years. And I stand on the south rim of the Grand Canyon. We've stayed at the El Tovar Ranch with our family, which is right on the rim of the Grand Canyon. We've rafted down through the Colorado River, just had the greatest times. We've gone to the Grand Canyon probably 15 times. And I like to, well, is it illegal? I don't think it's illegal. I stand on the south rim of the Grand Canyon where the tourists go and snap their photos. And I give them a tour from there. Like, I'm a tour guide. I'm not official. But I point out the layers that you could see, obviously incorporating hundreds, ultimately thousands of square miles of strata laid down in North America, there, including the Grand Canyon, and you could see that the boundaries between the layers of strata are flat, they're regular, they're straight, it's like a straight edge, it's like a razor, it's like a knife edge. And what is so fascinating is that those layers show that there was not millions of years of erosion between those flat layers, because then the layers would be all irregular. Some of the layers would be gone. And between layers where there's perfectly flat boundaries between two layers, in one case, there's 6 million years, if the geologic column was real and not make-believe, there's 6 million years missing. In another case, you go down a few layers, about a third of the way down from the rim to the bottom, there's 14 million years missing between two layers that are just right on top of each other, as flat as could be. You go down again, 80% toward the bottom, there's 100 million years missing between two layers, like, you know, the Ordovician and the Silurian and all these geologic layers. And it's just flat out missing. And you know what? If those millions of years are missing there, then guess what? They're missing all over the world. So it's just fascinating. And this argument that there is a geologic column and that the strata around the world, the sedimentary strata, took millions of years to deposit, it is simply false. It is false. It cannot withstand the scrutiny of your eyesight. It can't even withstand that. So that's a week from today. God created the earth in the recent past. He made mankind in his image and his likeness. That's why we have the right to life, the God-given right to life. God said, don't commit adultery, don't steal, don't bear false witness against your neighbor, do not murder. Now, speaking of, here on Bob Inyart Live, we had the opportunity to interview an abortionist. In fact, this was a late-term abortionist. We've been on the air 5 days a week for 18 years, since 1991. And this was right here on this station, KLTT, Boulder, Colorado, late-term abortionist Warren Hearn. He refused to come on the program unless we gave him the questions in writing in advance. And so we did that. We gave him the questions, got him on the air. And I'd like you to hear what happened here at Bob Inyart Live on KLTT. And the first voice you're going to hear now is that of late-term abortionist. This is verbatim. This is what Warren Hearn said on this program.
Abortion has to do with fundamental decisions people make about their lives. Of course, the public debate is about who is going to make that decision. the individual or the state.
So, Dr. Hearn, you're saying that women and families should make the decisions, these life or death decisions?
Yes.
Well, did you notice the news story this week? Some doctors went to a judge to try and appoint a legal guardian for a woman who was in a coma. Her husband wanted to continue medical treatment?
Yes, I saw that.
But the doctors wanted to cancel medical treatment.
Right.
Well, would you have agreed with that judge then that no, those doctors did not have a right to appoint a legal guardian?
No, I think the doctors were doing the right thing, and I support the doctor's point of view, although I'm not involved in that case, and it has obviously nothing to do with abortion. But I think it's absurd to maintain someone on life support systems when they are not even functioning.
So, let me understand this. Even though the immediate family wanted to continue the medical care, you would have taken that decision away from the family?
Well, I think that I thought we were going to be talking about abortion. This is really not a question I was prepared to discuss. It's clearly one in which I have interest in, and it's relevant, but why don't we stick to abortion?
And just seconds after that, abortionist Warren Hearn decided to leave the interview, and we got a fascinating glimpse into the mind of this abortionist, who, by the way, is the author of Abortion Practice, the textbook, and he is known around the world, nationally known abortionist, advocate for the so-called right to choose to kill an innocent child. And in studio, reading Warren Hearn's lines, is Will Duffy. Will, thanks for doing that dirty work there.
Sure. Can I lose the deep voice now?
Yeah, please do. And this transcript was first published in the Denver Catholic Register, which is a statewide publication, went out to tens of thousands of families. And it was also published in our monthly newsletter, the Bob and Your Live monthly newsletter called The Rational Inspirer. And this interview was on July 3rd, 1991, right here on KLTT. And it was so easy to expose the lie. These guys say that these are private decisions that families should make and the government should stay out of it.
Yeah, his response was pretty startling.
Yeah, pretty startling. And it's within 1 minute. Within 1 minute, he will argue that the government should stay out of these decisions. And so here's a wife and her husband, and the doctors are trying to get the government to euthanize the wife. And here he is siding against the family and that the government should have the authority to starve to death this woman against the family's wishes.
Yeah, when you're defending killing innocent people, it's very hard to be consistent. And that was the case right here.
Mm-hmm.
You exposed Warren Hearn for who he really was.
Yeah, it's not that they care about the family, the patient-doctor relationship. That's all a lie.
Yeah, it's just a front.
It's a front. Because if they really did care about that, for the last 30 years, these same abortionists, Planned Parenthood and NARAL, they would have had this major outcry against China's forced abortion program. But where's the outcry? Millions of women forced, taken by force to a clinic, to a hospital, put on an operating table, forced abortion, killing the child within them. And where is Planned Parenthood leading the international outcry against China denying choice to a half a billion women?
The truth is, it's non-existent.
It's non-existent. There is no outcry for those hundreds of millions of women for their pro-choice. And the reason there's no outcry is because the government is forcing the choice to kill the innocent. They're forcing that choice. And in fact, Planned Parenthood, International Planned Parenthood, for decades has given tens of millions. Is it $100 million? I don't know the total. To China's population control program, which, of course, a primary primary aspect of China's population control program is that they banned siblings. It's against the law to have a brother or a sister. Their one-child policy forced on hundreds of millions of Chinese people, families. And if you get pregnant too early, like before age 23, or you get pregnant with a sibling, your son's sister or your daughter's brother or so on, they will take that woman by force, put her on an operating table, do an invasive surgery, and kill her baby within her, all with the tacit compliance, tolerance, look the other way of the worldwide pro-choice industry.
Yeah, it's pretty sick.
Yeah. So, Will, thanks for, I mean, I know it's weird to fill in for late-term abortionist Warren Hearn, but thanks for doing that.
Thanks, Bob.
All right, appreciate that. Our phone number here, 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278, 1-800-836-9278. Boy, am I looking forward to the radio program next week with Fred Williams on Friday, Real Science Friday, where we'll be going through the latest Creation magazine. And there are pro-life groups that are afraid to talk about creation and evolution, and they think that that's not really related to the issue. But of course, the issue is the God-given right to life, and evolution has convinced 100 million people, more than that, far more than that, around the world, that you don't need God, that there is no God, that all this awesome complexity of life has come about by chemical and physical accidents that then natural selection has chosen and created your child, our kids. The beauty and complexity, the ecology of the planet Earth, it's all happened. Just this massive explosion led to all this intricacy. Isn't it bizarre? Could you imagine on Judgment Day, people standing before God, and he asks, why did you tell those young people around you? Why did you tell these people who were desperate for hope and meaning in life, why did you tell them there was no evidence of the Creator? You knew, you saw it every waking moment. You saw the evidence of creation, and you just lied to yourself, and you lied to them. And you destroyed them. You destroyed their lives. So please tune in next Friday, April 24th, for Real Science Friday right here on Bob and Yart Live. And if you have friends who are interested in creation evolution and they can't get this signal, believe it or not, part of the country can't hear Bob and Yart live. Now, we're on one of the 10 most powerful radio stations in the country, the number one most powerful Christian radio station, 50,000 watt AM 670, low on the AM dial, KLTT. But for those who can't hear this program broadcast live, they can listen to it streaming live on the internet. Go to kgov.com. They could see how to listen to it live, or they could just download it afterward at kgov, kgov.com, where we have the program's archived, and we have them archived indefinitely, and they're there for free. They've been there for free for many, many years for people to search by title, by date, topically, and you can listen to all the Real Science Friday shows at kgov.com, kgov.com. Just go to recent programs, click on the tag Real Science Friday, and I think you'll just love the shows with Fred Williams. Now, I'm going to give you another phone number, 463-7789, 303-463-7789. You might want to jot that down. That's a phone number you can use to get in the back door here at the Bob and Yart Live studio and the Bob and Yart Live offices. And also, coming up Wednesday night, April 29th, our seminar, the BEL seminar on hermeneutics, tools for studying the Bible. I hope you really enjoy that seminar, if you end up coming out, if you like to study the Bible and you're fascinated by God's word, but you'd like to join in with a group that's gathering downtown Denver in the historic Brown Palace to look at different techniques, different tools for understanding God's word. You know, sometimes you'll read a passage and somebody will say, well, I think it means this. When Jesus said, you will not have time to get through the villages of Israel before the Son of Man returns. And people say, well, I think it means that. And other people say, well, I think it means this. And then Jesus said, there are some standing here today who will not taste death until they see the Son of Man returning with power in his kingdom. And they say, well, I think that means this. So I think it means what it says it means. I think it's obvious, face value. Jesus said, this generation shall not pass until all these end times prophecies take place. And people say, well, what does that mean? I think it means what it says it means. And then Jesus said, what if I will that this disciple, John, doesn't die if he remains until I return? Remember that the Lord committed the care of his mother into John's hands when he was being crucified. What is that to you if I want John to remain until I return? And in the book of Acts, they believed the Lord was returning soon, so they sold their homes and their lands. What do we make of all those Bible verses? Well, we'll talk about that and many other fascinating aspects of God's word at the Brown Palace Wednesday, a week from this coming Wednesday, so almost 2 weeks from now, April 29th, 6:30. Call us at 800-8-NYART to register, 800-836-9278. $30 for a person, and that's anyone from the beginning of their biological life onward. $30 a person or $50 for a couple, and that would be a man and a woman. $50 for a couple, 800-836-9278. Let's go to Nebraska. Kristen, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Hi, Bob.
Howdy.
I just wanted to tell you that I agree that it gets old here in this millions and millions of years. They had a beautiful show on National Geographic about Yosemite and how there's a big slate of granite under there that's pushed up, and it was beautiful footage, and just love to watch some of those programs, and then they bring in the millions of years, and it just ruined it.
Well, there's so much evidence, Kristen, that their arguments for millions of years are simply fabricated. There is overwhelming evidence that this is simply not true. Let me give you an example, okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know the radioactive dating methods like potassium argon, for example? There's these methods where they see that certain elements are unstable radioactively, and as they decay, like from uranium into lead, they know that certain elements decay at a certain rate, and so they make assumptions of how much of the original element was in the rock when it formed, how much of the daughter element, and how long would it take to end up with the ratio that we have today.
Uh-huh.
So they call that radioactive decay. And that's one way out of 100 different ways to estimate the age of the Earth. Well, when uranium goes through its decay chain, it produces, one of the daughter elements it produces is helium.
Mm-hmm.
And it is so fascinating that helium will get trapped in crystals. It'll get trapped in zircon crystals. And helium is so tiny that it migrates out of crystals real quickly, relatively speaking. And so there is so much helium in zircon crystals all over the world that the evidence is that those crystals are only thousands of years old. They can't be millions. They can't be billions of years old, because that helium would have migrated out of the crystals because it moves pretty readily. It's such a tiny atom. And yet it's all there, which is strong evidence that these rocks, there's There's more to the story, and students in our public schools and our universities are typically only shown evidence that supports the millions and billions of your age.
Mm-hmm.
So, all right. Anything else, Kristen?
No, just really love your program. I know this is the young earth. I know it in my depths of my being. So God will judge us all.
Yeah. Yeah, you're exactly right. Thank you, Kristen. May God bless you.
Have a good day.
All right. Appreciate that. Yeah, there's so many examples, like up near Yellowstone, the Heart Mountain Detachment, this huge mountain. It's broken up in pieces, and the pieces are scattered over, what, tens of square miles? Huge chunks of a mountain. And it didn't take millions of years. Now it's admitted increasingly by evolutionary scientists around the world that it took days or hours or, wait, lo and behold, 30 minutes. The Scablands in the state of Washington formed rapidly in floods, not over millions of years. Yellowstone's petrified trees, the strata that they're in, you know, what is it, 16, 20 different layers? They got petrified trees. They used to have a sign there that said that these trees grew here in place and on this one mountainside. And layer after layer, forest after forest evolved here, and they left, each layer left a few trees, and they fossilized, they petrified right here on this hillside. I mean, the whole argument was absurd. But what they never told the public, that these trees had no root systems. Their roots were all abruptly broken off 2 or 3 feet from the base of the tree. Those trees had been knocked down in a catastrophe, like a flood, transport it, and they sunk there as the sediments of that part of Yellowstone were being deposited. So now the National Park Service has taken down that sign because it was so disingenuous. And by the way, out in Hawaii, I got to have, with my wife Cheryl, we got to have dinner at the home of the head ranger at a national park, and he worked with us, with his colleagues at Yellowstone, to get that sign removed, and praise God that it's gone. I can tell you similar stories from around the country, around the world, but let's go to the phones. 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278. Doug, welcome to Bob and Yart Live. Doug McBurney.
Yeah, hey, Bob, thanks for the preview of Real Science Friday next week. I can't wait now.
It'll be fun. Thanks.
I always love that. And, Bob, I heard you mention the seminar coming up on the 29th.
Yep.
And for folks out there in the audience who maybe aren't familiar with your teaching style and the hermeneutic study, I've got to encourage people to come out April 29th because this is a phenomenal presentation that will help you better understand the Bible. Bob, I can't tell people how much are you selling those tickets for?
Well, the tickets are $30. And $50 for a couple.
These tickets are easily worth $300 each. Easily.
It's a lot of fun, isn't it, Doug?
Such a bargain. Bob, I've never heard the entire presentation, but I've heard bits.
You've heard bits because we've rehearsed the material at Denver Bible Church.
I am really, really looking forward to that, Bob. It is going to be tremendous.
Thank you, Doug McBurney. And, Doug, we have the seminar on CD. We have the Hermeneutics Tools for Studying the Bible on a beautiful CD. Somebody could listen to the entire seminar, get notes. It's really a lot of fun.
And let me guess, you're practically giving that away too, right?
That's $34.99, Bob and Yart Live. And
we got a bargain at 10 times the price.
We got a money back guarantee as we do on all our materials, and that's at 1-800-8-NYART, 1-800-836-9278.
Well, I can't wait to get to see it live, Bob. It's going to be so exciting.
Thanks, Doug.
And listen, it's so eerie that you were interviewing Warren Hearn when I first tuned in the broadcast today.
Yeah, yeah.
Just eerie to go back in time and hear that, because my wife and I, we wanted to announce the arrival of a person that we've known for almost 9 months.
Oh.
She just arrived over lunch hour today.
Lunch? This is a personhood announcement on Bob and Yart Live?
This is a personhood announcement. I like that.
Congratulations, Doug and Takako McBurney. And so who is this person?
This is a little Alexis Megan McBurney. She arrived at about, around noon.
Alexis Megan McBurney.
And she's healthy and happy, and she's a person. And she has been for quite a while.
She's been a person for 9 months. Yeah. And so, really, even though we celebrate her birthday a year from now, April 17th, 2010, really, in 3 months from now, she'll be a year old.
That's right. And we've known her this whole time.
Oh, praise God.
And you know, for folks, anyone who's thinking about coming out to the lecture on hermeneutics, I want to thank you, Bob, for providing the church that has given our family shelter and refuge and edification and allowed us to be able to bring these children into the world as an honor to God. And if it wasn't for your church and your teaching, then things would be dramatically different. I can tell you that, Bob. So you're just such a tremendous blessing to this whole community. And I hope folks will come out and learn about the hermeneutics, the tools for studying the Bible. You will be blessed beyond belief. So,
thank you, Doug McBurney. Boy, I appreciate that. What an encouragement. Doug McBurney, longtime member of Denver Bible Church. And it is an encouraging place to worship the Lord, to fellowship, to study God's Word, and also to talk about strategy of how we will be salt and light in the world and influence the culture for Jesus Christ. Jesus said, go to the nations, teach them the commands that I have given you. So do not murder. Don't kidnap. We think those are only for Christians? Don't murder? If unbelievers murder, it's okay. We look the other way. If unbelievers have slaves, that's okay. We look the other way. Of course not. It's so silly. The Christian arguments that have as their goal convenience and apathy, those arguments are so blatantly false. On the face of it, we don't care if our neighbor has their lives destroyed, if they kill their children, if they destroy everything around them. We don't care because we're preparing our Sunday school lesson. That's not the influence that the God of the Bible wants those who follow him to have on the world. Remember John the Baptist? Remember his influence? He paid a price too. But Jesus Christ he commended John the Baptist. Commended. And when we see the Lord, will he say, well done, my good and faithful servant. So here at Bob and Yurt Live, we're about out of time for today's show. But remember, a week from today, Real Science Friday. Remember that? April 29th, Wednesday, downtown Denver at the Brown Palace. The Bob and Yurt Live Hermeneutics Seminar, the tools for studying the Bible. And if you can't be there, please call us 800-8-NYART and get a copy of that Hermeneutics Seminar on CD. I think you'll love it. And with all the Bob and Yurt Live materials, we have a 90-day money-back guarantee. You buy a book from Bob and Yurt Live, the plot, an overview of the whole Bible, money-back guarantee. A DVD, MP3, CD, Bible seminar, money-back guarantee. You go to Barnes & Noble, if you buy a book and you don't like it, you think they'll give you your money back? I don't think so. But, hey, thanks. God bless you. And Maranatha, what a great school. Maranatha.